From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. They say nearly 100 people were killed in recent airstrikes. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations concluded a meeting in Japan Monday, issuing a joint statement on the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. They called on all states to pursue a peaceful settlement of the disputes, expressing opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions. Principal Deputy Anne Skuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Zika virus is, in her words, a bit scarier than we thought. She appeared with Infectious Disease Director Anthony Fauci Monday at a White House press briefing.
And most of what we're learning is not reassuring. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions.
The officials say the more researchers learn about Zika, the more concerned they are. A Taliban suicide bomber on Monday struck a bus filled with army recruits in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the blast killed at least 12 people and wounded 38. The violence happened near Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. This is VOA News.